You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. Anyways, yesterday, I think. We were talking about the whole notion that if, like, hypothetically, I threw this out of Jeremy. Hypothetically, you and Nicole, like, get divorced. Heaven forbid. We don't want that to happen.
Heaven forbid, yes.
But if it did. Have you already got picked out, you know, your replacement? Do you know who you would be going after? And this is not a celebrity crush thing. You can't say, oh, Kate Beckinsale.
No, this is real life stuff.
Yeah, like, do you have a friend of a friend, somebody that you've met, one of your neighbors? Because I know you party with your neighbors all the time, and
right,
you've told me how gorgeous many of those women are.
Oh, so beautiful.
So I asked him, I said, and we need to talk about this on the show. So here's what's funny, is Jeremy posted this on social media.
Yeah.
And people, you want to explain how people are flipping out?
Well, a lot of, you've gone dark. You guys have gone really dark.
Dark?
Today. This is a horrible thing to talk about. A lot of people just put really with a question mark.
What?
Somebody said, let's see who wants to sleep in the doghouse tonight.
Oh.
Hot Angela said, I'm going to guess most women probably just think about how they will relax. Well, most men will have a backup plan.
That's funny.
And not one person put, you know, who they would go after.
So this...
At least on my social. So, I mean, please text us. I mean, you could remain anonymous. Maybe that's why, because it has your name and your picture on my Facebook, you know.
And you can even keep the person's name anonymous. You can say, yeah, it's a coworker of mine. I'm going to go after them.
Right. Or it's, you know, my son's basketball coach.
Right. Or it's the barista where I stop
right.
every morning.
Yes. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for. I mean, you... I know it's slightly dark and morbid, but you've probably
it's
thought
not.
About this.
How is it dark?
It's a little dark. But I guess you threw out divorce. I think yesterday you said, well, if Nicole had died.
Well, now that's dark.
That's a little dark. But let's just say you got sick of each other and you both have gone your separate ways. Who would you immediately start going after? And I'm sorry, I feel like everybody has somebody in their back pocket.
I'm going to say I'm a little disappointed that people are so... Do you listen to our show? I mean... We don't take
mind candy.
We don't take life that seriously. We're just trying to have a little fun.
I'm not going to go home today and be like, oh, I'm sick of you, Knick Knack. Get out of the house. I'm moving on. This marriage is the worst. No.
I tend to want to call BS on people that if they say, I've never once thought of it. I'm like, even a flicker in your mind, it doesn't mean you don't love your spouse. It doesn't mean you're not madly in love with them, but... You know, have you never done the mind candy? Like, oh, if something happened and they left me, then, I would try to...
I've got my eye on this person.
Yes.
I spotted them.
I don't think it diminishes your love for the person that you're with. It's just, we're human beings. We're animals.
Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Well, I'm certainly not going first.
After all that. Well, we need your calls and comments.
Nobody's going to call for this.
I'll start, for God's sakes.
All right.
There is a woman who works at our Costco. It's one of the checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I'm with my wife, sometimes if we're in Costco, I try to pick her lane. She's beautiful. She's funny.
I'm going to pick your lane.
She handles my rotisserie chicken with such grace and ease.
Mm-hmm.
Gets me a little box, an individual little box for my rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just the prettiest lady, and she's so funny and so so great. She looks really good in jeans, little skinny jeans. And I think I might have to go into Costco, like, you know, a couple times a week with my rotisserie chicken and try to.
I love it that her lane has got 10,000 people in it. The other lanes only have 5 people.
Nicole's like, how about these? I'm like, nah, this one's good.
This one's good.
She's always fast. She's really fast. So there, I'll start. There's a lovely woman at my Costco that I might be interested in. All right.
Good for you.
Yes.
All right. I got two.
Okay.
The one, I feel a little ashamed saying it because it's so stereotype. I mean, it's so horrible, but it's a bartender.
Right.
Where I like to go and write. And I sit there and I get an old fashioned and something like that. And this is a bartender and she's from Bulgaria.
Ooh.
Yeah. So she's exotic and she's just delightful. So there's that. But then there's, you know, I kind of live out in the boonies, but there's houses around. And I go for a walk every day. Mm-hmm. I go for a walk every day, like 4 mile walk every day. And I listen to either a podcast or an audiobook or something like that. And probably 30% of the time I will pass going the opposite direction a woman who's running. She's a runner. Oh, and I used to be a runner.
You did.
Before my ankles got all torn up.
Yeah.
And she's a little runner, and she does the thing where she's wearing like the ball cap or visor, and her little ponytail is slapping back and forth and everything. And she's just so adorable. And I'm like, oh.
She is looking for a guy with bad ankles. I guarantee you that. I just need a man with really bad ankles.
Now look at this. Your boys in the morning went first. And you're going to tell me out of 10 million listeners we've got, nobody has got anybody picked out.
A couple texts coming in. This one made me laugh. They didn't put their name. If I got a divorce, I'm going after Jeremy's mom. Alex says this. Oh, no, that wasn't Alex. God, they're coming in so fast. I can't. The one I'm clicking on like moves down. My wife is a medical assistant. She works with a nurse who is our friend. So maybe that one for Alex.
Do I want to give the name? I guess I will because he put it on here. Raphael says, the girl from Starbucks that my wife and I go to, she always winks at me when she gives us our drinks.
Ooh, that's a sign. That's a sign. Rebecca says, you and your wife are never going to Costco again. Okay, there's the Starbucks one. Marla says, I would totally go after the man at my grease monkey that works on my Tahoe. He wears one of those one-piece man onesie thingies. Those are coveralls. He has it unzipped a little, and you can see his chest. Meow, get me greasy. That's from Marla.
Way to go, Marla. Here is, my wife is a medical assistant. She works with a nurse who is our friend.
Yeah.
That's as a joke, if me and my wife ever split, I'd show a lot more interest in nursing. And then adds, this is a hilarious topic.
Shannon says, you should have your wives call in. I can call, try to get a hold of Knickknack.
Gretchen hates being on the radio. Nicole is Nicole is reluctant, but will do it. And Gretchen's like, hell no, I'm not doing that. But the point is, neither Nicole nor Gretchen care that we're talking. They don't care that we talk about this. Because I guarantee they got somebody picked out, too. I know who one of Gretchen's is. It is a dad of one of her piano students.
Ooh.
Because she once told me. Because I saw on the Ring cam when they came up, you know, it alerts me. There's somebody at your front door. So I pulled it up, and it was a woman bringing, like, a little six-year-old to a piano lesson. Mm-hmm. And so I told Gretchen later, I go, that mom is pretty smoking hot. And she goes, you should see the dad. She's like, he's really.
He dropped the kid off.
And he does. Ah. Half the time it's him, and he will hang out and talk with Gretch.
Gretch is waiting by the door to open it up.
Yeah. I always know if it's, I think it's Thursday that kid comes. She'll be like dressed okay Tuesday and Wednesday for lessons. But on Thursdays, she's got the nice sundress on and the makeup done and everything.
Done,
yeah. So it's like, these people are like, you have your wife. What if your wives heard you? Are you kidding? Our wives would be the first ones to sound
off.
They're
used to all this nonsense.
Kenny wants to know which Costco, did you say?
I'm not telling you which. She's mine. She's not yours, Kenny.
Is that the one down on Wads?
Yeah, Wads and Quincy there.
Yeah, there you go. Quincy and Wads, Kenny.
Out. I don't know her name, honestly. Hannah says, is it wrong to say that I want my pastor? He's dreamy. Shh, don't tell God. That was from Hannah. Oh, my goodness, Hannah. Angela, Hot Angela, says there's a guy that I have drop off my Amazon Fresh orders a couple times. He's so hot. If my hubby were to scram, I'd be ordering food every day.
Shelly says, yes, if my husband leaves me, I have a replacement. But she doesn't say who. That's the game, Shelly. You got to tell us who it is.
The server at Village Inn, says Joe.
What thing goes, wowzer? We're talking about mind candy this morning. It's not sitting well with some people. However, we have found the group of people that have a sense of humor, and they are playing along. The idea is if something happens with you and your significant other, do you already have somebody in mind? Like today, do you already have somebody in mind that you would at least be interested in going after? Kim's playing along. She goes, if something ever happened to my husband and I would consider going after my primary physician. He's very distinguished and nice looking. And she goes, it would be worth the risk of being called a homewrecker.
Hey.
And I wrote back. I go, he's a freaking doctor,
yeah, that's
Kim.
A good
so
choice.
There's that.
I do like this one. They came in. They didn't put a name down, but she said, I call him the motivator. He usually mans the gates at Buckley Space Force Base.
Oh.
He's just wonderful.
Oh.
Nick Nack did text. She says, I'm so busy this morning I can't call in, but she says, a teacher at the kid's school. I won't say which one. We have back to school night tonight. I'm going to be looking around.
Here's the thing. Let me just say this. She's not hiding it too well, because that school cannot be that different from most elementary schools. And when it comes to elementary schools, it's something like 94% of teachers are women. There's very few.
There is very few guys.
Very few men. And there's a reason for that, which I don't want to get into, because I actually did the research on that. There's a reason why there are not more male elementary school teachers. We'll talk about it another time.
On all the moms, apparently.
No, but there can't be that many male teachers at your kid's elementary school.
We'll be there for 2.5 hours tonight, so I'm going to keep an eye on things. We'll be looking around a little bit.
Karen's been patiently holding. Karen, do you have somebody picked out?
I did, yes. Oh, my goodness. My husband and I were married like for 30 years, and he did pass away. And I had some friends that were really, really super nice people. And her husband, Tom, is the person that I would have gone
with. Yeah, Tom, Dreamboat Tom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me, what was it about Tom, Karen, that caught your eye?
The wife would have absolutely scratched my eyeballs out.
Oh, good gosh.
Karen, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Karen. Kelly, let me read a quick one from Kelly.
Scratch my eyeballs, though.
Kelly texts us. She says, my replacement is a friend who gives really good long bear hugs whenever I see him. There's a spark there, Kelly.
Yeah. I wonder when he hugs her, does he do the rub on the back?
A little rub, little lower back rub, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Something's going on there. Sadie, thank you for holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know that my boyfriend and I have a specific person, but like when we're together, we'll point people out together, like girls that we would, you know,
yeah,
do stuff with or hang out with together. And then sometimes we'll take one home. So like,
okay. All right. Thank you. Hold on.
Wait a minute. I had to let that one process a little bit.
Hey, Josh, can you come in here a second? Josh, come in here a second.
We couldn't have let that one go just a little longer?
No, it's good. Sadie, that's a great call. Thank you.
I kind of wanted to learn more about what's going on.
Josh, what are you doing when you are screening these calls? What are you talking to him about? Did you talk to him at all?
Yes, I do. I said, hey, who is the person that you would like to have the mind candy with? And then they gave me the names, or they say that they point out...
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
And I say, hey, let's hang on.
She didn't go into further details.
Let's hang on, and I'll...
We bring them home with us. She didn't get into that.
I was like, let's put you on hold, and then...
Okay.
Dang. Sounds kind of fun.